Hulk Hogan took dangerous amounts of fentanyl following his divorce. By Dylan Gwynn on April 22, 2026. Professional wrestling legend Hulk Hogan took dangerous amounts of fentanyl daily as he coped with physical and emotional pain after his divorce, the late wrestler revealed in his final interview on Netflix. The recently released Netflix documentary, Hulk Hogan, Real American, offered a personal look at the WWF legend's life behind the scenes in what would turn out to be Hogan's final view before his death in July of 2025. Following a lengthy, financially costly divorce from his former wife, Linda Hogan, in 2009, Hogan joined TNA, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, because he needed the money. However, due to his age, injuries, and a lengthy layoff from the prime of his wrestling career, it became apparent to Hogan and TNA that he could not physically perform, which led him to turn to drugs. "I was taking 80 milligram fentanyl, 2 in the morning, stuffing them under my gums here. I had 2 300 milligram patches of fentanyl on my legs, and they gave me 6 1,500 milligram fentanyl lollipops to eat," Hogan said in the Netflix interview. "I went to e-pharmacy," he goes, "you should be dead. We have never seen a human being take this much fentanyl." Hogan adds, "If I just twitched my finger like that, my whole back would spasm and torque." Hogan walked away from wrestling for the last time in 2013, when his contract with TNA expired.